accession number 22087, Rule 13.
Corporal Weldon, Rule 13.
You're saying that you'd been a garage mechanic before the war, before you joined the Air Force.
Mm.
You went back to that.
Yeah. And it lasted 12 months. And then I was on the dole. And you go to the dole office. And there's thousands of motor mechanics. There's no jobs. He says, direct labour's on the go now. He says, you're going to be directed. He says, fit? I said, as it happens, yes. He says, well, you're fit for underground work, he said, in the mines. I said, you what? He says, you'll be directed down the mines. I said, I won't. I said, I'm not going down no coal mine. He said, I've just spent 4 years out in the Far East. I said, no way am I going down a coal mine. He says, you will. Yeah. I said, I won't. I said, how long have I got to get another job? He says, 2 days. I says, right. Anyway, I was walking uptown and I saw an old mate of mine, and they happened to have an engineering business for blacksmith well boring and that sort of thing, you know. And I says, now then, Sam. He says, now then, you. He says, how are you going on? I says, not very good. I says, they want to direct me down to coal mines. Ooh, he says, you don't want to go down there. He says, you know Bob Gray, one of our fitters. I says, yeah. He says, he's been down 2 or 3 years, he says, and treat him rotten. He says, you want to keep clear of that if you can. He says, we're busy. He says, come round and see me dad, because his father was the boss of the firm, you see, and there was him and two brothers. The old man and two sons were running this Sam Jackson well boring engineers and that, you know. So I went round and saw the old man. Hey, why? Now then, you know, he was a real Yorkshireman, right? He said, any silly fool can mend motor cars. He says, it's a different thing doing general engineering and well boring. But he says, I'll give you a start. He says, and I'll pay you what you've been getting. I says, oh, thank you very much. And that was that. And it was funny because his engineering in general, you know, compared to what I'd been used to. I mean, there were some plates here. He gave us a job to drill about six three-eighths holes. You know, and I put 3/8 drill in, and, you know. That's no good. I said, what do you mean it's no good? He says, I said 3/8. I says, that is 3/8. He says, not over 3/8, it isn't. I says, it's 3/8 with 7/16.
3 3.5/8, isn't it? Yeah.
7/16, oh dear me. So he soon found out, and his old pillar drill machine, it used to drill square holes.
Square hole.
It wasn't supposed to do.
No, I'm sure.
Oh, it was a funny carry on. I mean, we had an old American stationary engine on a trailer. We used to take it out, and the shear leg pulleys and the drilling bits and what have you. We'd go to a farm, and he'd get his hazel twig out.
Mm.
For to find out where the water was, you know.
Yeah.
And he used to go, all right, drill here. get set up, and for a start off, it would be easy because it would be like sand and clay and whatever. And then what we were aiming at, we'd have to sleeve it until we got down to the chalk.
Mm.
Then you didn't need to sleeve because chalk would hold itself.
Yeah.
You know. And we'd finish up at a farm, and this particular farm, they bought for the water, they got the water, they put the big tanks in sections in the granary out the way, they piped the fields up for troughs for water, there was the back boiler and everything, and bathroom for the farm, you know. It was all.
You did a whole lot.
Did the whole issue, you know.
Did you find it difficult going back to civilian life, having been in the Air Force for so many years?
No, not really. Mm. No. I piled up with some young lads. I'm still friendly with one now. And you see, I was 25 and he was 18. And I don't think I look my age, because I bought a motorbike and he had a motorbike, and it belonged to Beverley Motor Club. And we used to go ranging all over the place with different events and one thing or another. And that was, you know, fell in easy enough. And then these young'uns that I was knocking around with, they were being called up, you know. And same as Eric, he wanted to go. I says, don't. I says, hang on as long as you can. I says, else you'll be like me. I says, I've spoilt my apprenticeship. I says, you don't want to do that. I says, wait while you're 21. I says, and then let them have you. Which he did do, you know. And
he deferred it then.
Well, he kept going off, you know, deferred till he was 21. And then he did learn a lot when he went in at 21, you know. And he went in direct entry, MT fitter, as a junior technician, straight in, you see. So he didn't realise that what would happen if he had gone at 18, you know. That was it. So there we are, that job lasted, and there was a, what happened next? They wanted a fitter at Watton Aerodrome to look after the boilers and kitchen equipment and one thing or another, you know. And to get this job, you had to apply to a Major Welburn at Victoria Barracks. So off I goes up, takes me discharge book with us, you know, and sees this major, you know. Oh, he says, you was in the Far East. I said, yes, sir, aye. When did you go out there? So I told him. He said, well, you know those forts in the harbour at Bombay? I said, yeah. Yeah, I was a garrison engineer over those at that time, he says. Can you start on Monday?
So some good came out of it all.
Yeah, so, and I went back to these firm I was working with, you know, Jackson's. And I told him, I said, I'm a bit dubious. He says, gee, don't want to be dubious, he says. You'll take it, he says, if you don't, some other silly will do, you know. He says, we'll help you, he says, if you get stuck, he says, just come and see us and we'll help you. I thought, well, that was nice, wasn't it?
Very nice indeed.
Very nice indeed. And that was the beginning of my 40-year service with the civil service as an industrial. Right.